Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. This is the day that the Lord has made. And let us, what, rejoice and be glad in it. Oh, yes, that's another day that he allowed us to see, and he didn't have to do it, but he did. Aren't you glad he did this morning? Oh, yes, I'm glad he did. As we look each and every day, as I say, you know, this world is forever changing, y'all. But, Lord, I thank him that he's still the same. And even though everything around about us is changing, you know, they're trying to change God's word, trying to change everything. This world has been turned upside down, inside out. Right is wrong and wrong is right. But thank God he's still the same. I'm telling you, I thank God, I thank God, I thank God. I don't know about you, but I thank God. Oh, yes, I thank God. I thank God most of all for saving me, setting me free from the hands of the enemy in this last day, just knowing that I was born in sin and I needed a Savior to be born again, and how Christ came in my life and changed and rearranged my life because I wanted to change. Oh, you got to want this thing. You know, you got to want to change, you know. He's not going to force his way in. You know, he's knocking at the door of your heart each and every day that he allow you to see a new day. He's knocking at the door of your heart, but he ain't going to do like, you know, like a thief. He ain't going to force his way in. He ain't going to break in, you know, and take over your house. But he just knocking at the door of your heart, and all you have to do is just let him in. Just let him in. Just like somebody come to your house and you got a choice to either let him in or let him stay out. You know, sometimes people say, oh, you got to hide, got to hide. You know, somebody at the door. No, they're on the outside of the door. And they only come in if you allow them to come in. And it's the same way with Jesus. He's knocking at the door of your heart each and every day, saying, look, you're trying to do things on your own. You know, you're trying everything but me. You're trying to drink it away. You're trying to, you know, drug it away. You're trying to, you know, just use all kinds of different ways to forget what has happened in your life, you know, from the past and even some from the future right now, things that you're dealing with. I'm going to tell you, Jesus is the answer for the world today. Above him, there's no other. Jesus is still the way. And we ought to know that Jesus is the way because, see, when you call that name, things change. People get upset. Some get mad. You know, this, you know, the world leaders don't want to hear the name Jesus. So that's where the Antichrist comes in. You know, anti means against Christ. It's all about being against Christ. You know, working against Christ, working against, you know, God and his word and his people, you know. But he come to change the world. You know what Adam and Eve failed? The mission, Jesus came. You know, God sent his only son to restore us back with our rightful place with God. See, sin separated us from God. You know, we disobeyed him. You know, when Adam and Eve was in the garden, they disobeyed God. It separated us. And we had, you're the offspring of Adam and Eve. And their pay is death. That's why, you know, it's appointed unto men once to die and then judgment. But see, when Jesus came, he restored us back. So the saints, we just sleep. Because there's going to be a new heaven and a new earth, y'all. You know, just like when Noah's day, you know, and the flood came and judgment came. People talk about judge. God is a God of love. Yes, he is. But he's a God of judgment, too. He's a God of wrath, too. You know, there's a punishment for your kids when they didn't do right, you know. And it won't because you didn't love your kids. It's because you did love them and you want them to do the right thing. It's the same with Christ. He loves you and he wants you to obey him. But when you don't obey, you didn't obey your parents, there was consequences. And that's judgment, you know. So it's the same way in Christ, y'all. You want to be, you tired of living that old lifestyle that you've been living for years, you know, that you were born in. You ready for a change. Let Jesus in. Ask him, you know, to be Lord and Savior, to rule and to reign in your life and to guide your life out throughout the rest of your life. You'll be so glad you did. You know, you find out your way is not the right way. It's not the best way, but God's way is the best way. I found that out a long time ago, that God's way was the best way for me. He was the answer for me. I realized I couldn't drink it away. I realized I can't sex it away. You know, you got to give it to him. All to Jesus, I surrender. All to him, I owe. Yes. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for this day. We thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. We thank you, oh God, for everything you've done, everything you're about to do as we continue to look to you. Oh God, we realize these are the last days and that you're soon to come, and you've already warned us through your word. God, that your word will be a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. That you will lead us and guide us into truth, and that your angels would encamp all around about us. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our life. And we just thank you on today, God. We pray, oh God, for those that are battling different situations and circumstances in their lives, God. We plead the blood of Jesus over that young man, that young woman. The devil telling you to take your life is over, there's no hope. Don't listen to the enemy. Listen to the voice of God today, his smaller, still voice telling you don't do it. We thank him on today. We pray for those that are battling through the bereavement of a lost loved one, oh God. I pray that you will give them peace in the midst of the storm. You're the only one can, oh God. You made us. You know all about us on today. We pray in the name of Jesus and plead the blood of Jesus over our families today, our loved ones on today, and even our enemies on today. We pray for those that hate us without a cause, for standing for truth, God. You say we'll be hated for your name's sake. You said, arm ourselves likewise, oh God. And we just thank you. Thank you for being able to stand and having done all to remain standing. In this last hour, being a light in the midst of darkness, with darkness all around about us, you are still the light of the world on today. And we thank you for being the light of the world. Oh, God, we just thank you. And we praise you on today. Minister to us in a special way. The hour is growing late, and you're soon to come. God helps to be that ready church. Oh, God, we thank you. And we plead the blood of Jesus over everything that's not like you on today. We plead the blood of Jesus, still power in the blood of Jesus, still power in the name of Jesus. Lord, think through my mind, speak through my lips of clay. Minister to every listener on today in the name of Jesus. I pray in the name of Jesus that the scales would be fall off your eyes, that you would be able to see, and your ears would be unstopped on today. To not hearing the word of God on today. And we pray that he that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. Use me for your glory, God. Help me to make a difference. For you are King of Kings and Lord of Lords and soon to return. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil's defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. And Jesus Christ is still Lord. Oh, yes, he is. We thank him today. Come on, thank him. Hallelujah. Look back over your life. If it had not been for the Lord that was on your side, where would you be? Some of us would have been dead a long time ago, sleeping in our grave and looking forward to a hell in the name of Jesus. But he spared our lives, and we thank him all today. He don't want any to perish. Hell is not meant for you. Hell was meant for the devil and those angels, a third of the angels that fell, lost their estate in heaven, lost their home in heaven, and was kicked out to the earth. And the Bible said that Job said, that the devil asked Job, said, asked the Lord about Job. You know, Job was a righteous man, an upright man. He eschewed evil. He ran from evil. Are you running from evil today in this last hour? Are you running from evil? Or are you running to evil, to do harm to somebody? Instead of letting vengeance be the Lord, he said, vengeance is his, and he will repay every man. You don't have to worry about it. He said, huh, hey, they treated me bad. They doing me wrong. You know, I want to get back at them. No, don't do that. Don't do that. We've all sinned and come short of the glory of God. But he spared our lives, and he's given us forgiveness. And that's what a lot of people don't want to do in this last hour, to forgive. But in order to live, you must forgive. And God, he will take care of all the rest. He said vengeance is his. And he can pay people a lot better than you could ever pay him. You know, he'll pay them and then save them. How about that? Thank God. He did it for us. Oh, yes. None of us was good enough, you know. But when Christ come in, he changed and rearranged and forgives us and cleanses us from all unrighteousness today. You don't have to perish on today. You can give your life to Christ. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son for you and I. You know anybody giving up their children, you know, for you today? Oh, no. But Jesus, God gave up his son, Jesus Christ, for you and I today. And I'm so glad he did. My life has never been the same since Christ came in and changed my life. And I thank him all today. I thank him for my children, my grandchildren, great-grandchildren, brothers, sisters, my nieces and nephews, and relatives, friends, and even my enemies on today. I bless them on today. Those that hate me without a cause, I bless you on today. I pray that God would save you. Save your soul before time is too late. Well, you know, we look around, we see a lot taking place in this world today. Oh, I'm telling you, it's a time like never before. It's a time that has ended, you know, end of the age as you've known it, meaning that, you know, not that it's the end of the world, because the end of the world is not going to come until this whole Bible is fulfilled. That's what the Bible says. And then the end. So none of us know when the end is coming, but it pays for us to be ready. Not you can't be getting ready. You need to be ready. You know, it's just like, you know, you call somebody and say, oh, I need you to come pick me up, you know, at such and such a time. And they said, okay, I need you to be ready. Well, it's the same thing. Jesus needs for us to be ready. You know, sometimes the person get tired of waiting. And then they pull right on off. And then you left. But we want you to be ready when Jesus comes. Already packed up. Got everything in order. You know? And ready, you know, for the train. You know, that's bound for glory. You know? Well, anyway, as I said, there's so much going on. You know, they're talking about something taking place on October the 4th. Even with our phones and that's going to be changing things. I heard a man was saying something about there was a movie out years ago about called King's Kid. I ain't seen it, but he was talking about it's kind of relating to what's going to take place on October the 4th. So, Yeah, a lot of time I know, like, you know, they have them on Simpson and all these other little movies, and, you know, even the prediction of the Twin Towers before they went down. It was in a lot of movies for years that those Twin Towers was going to go down, you know. But the sad thing, you know, is that the people that was in the tower was a sacrifice. That's so sad, you know. They were destroyed in, you know, in the fire from the towers, you know, being taken down, New World Order coming in, and, you know, the devil always demand a dead sacrifice. But God said he want a living sacrifice. He want a living sacrifice today, not a dead sacrifice. And we can see that the church is in a terrible state and has sacrificed its morals and values. And as a church, you know, came to save us from our sin, but seeing that the church doors open and sin came in and invited Jesus right on out. You know, it's his house. It's supposed to be his house. But the true house of God, the Bible say the gates shall not prevail. Yes, you know. Yeah. Says the gates of hell shall not prevail against God's true church, his true leaders, his true saints, those that really love God. You don't have to worry about it. He said the gates of hell shall not prevail against you. We're the church. You carry your church every day with you. People looking at your church, they're looking at your life. You know, it's not brick and mortar. He's not coming back for a building. As beautiful as your church is, he ain't coming back for your church. He coming back for you. You're the church. He said, be ye holy, for I'm holy. A holy lifestyle. You know, the Bible says you should know them by their fruit. Your fruit is your lifestyle, the way you carry yourself. That's how you know people. Just keep watching, you know. And my mother would say, you know, time will tell the story, and it does. It will tell the story, what it really is. Sometimes you get involved in a relationship with somebody, and they come, and they looking good and acting good because, hey, they putting on this front for you. Sometimes it's a front. Sometimes, you know, they really is, you know, a good person. But those ones where, you know, come acting one way, you know, oh, yeah, they were opening the car door for you, opening the doors, and as you go in the building and all that stuff, and, you know, doing all that good stuff for you, you know, bringing your gifts and, you know, doing all that good stuff for you. And then after they get you, then you behind closed doors, and then you start pulling them layers off. You get to see who they really was. You say, oh, well, I thought he was a good man. I mean, he used to treat me so good, and, oh, he just, you know, he was just a good man. Treated me very well. Didn't know it was a monster on the inside. Oh, yeah, start pulling them layers off. Start pulling the shirt off and pants and start seeing something different. Oh, yeah, and that's what these church leaders have done, the same thing in this last hour. These people working for the Antichrist, working against Christ, coming to Christ's house, deceiving many. Oh, yeah, deceiving many. Many have been deceived. You're thinking it's one thing, it's another. The book of Job said they crept in. That's how the enemy do. He creeps in. He's a creeper. You know? Takes over, you know, crept in, unaware, when you're not looking, when you know, they come in, like I said, come in one way, and you thinking it's one thing, and it's another, you know, looking good, sounding good, but not good, and that's where the state of the church is today, not only the church, but this nation as a whole. The Bible says, a nation that forgets God shall be cast into hell. That's what the word said. Let's go there. It's Psalms. Psalms. And then I'm going to go there. Let me see. I'm not a preacher, not a pastor. Sometimes, you know, I get it wrong, you know. But it's Psalms 9 and verse 17 says, the wicked shall be turned into hell. The hell is in here now. I know everybody wants to get rid of the word hell, but it's in here. But you want to keep heaven because everybody wants to go to heaven because that sounds real good. See, hell, that don't sound so good. You know, it's talking about fire and burning and stuff. Nobody want to do that. They want to go to heaven where the streets are paved with gold. You know, you ain't like the devil here, but you want to go and walk on the streets to pay with gold. You know, you ain't like the devil here killing and stealing and destroying people's lives, but you want to go to heaven. Don't want to go to hell. That don't sound too good. The Bible said the wicked shall be turned into hell. And all the nations, it says some of the nations, so all the nations that forgets God. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It said nation, oh, the wicked shall be turned into hell, y'all. You can't take that out. You can't change it because you want to change it. That don't mean it's going nowhere because you don't like it and because you don't want to hear it. It's still truth. People don't want to hear the truth, but that don't mean it's not the truth. It ain't gonna make it no less of the truth because you don't like it. We got to say what the Word of God said. Get back into your Bible, read the Word of God, and it will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. It will lead you and guide you into all truth, not partial truth, not half truth, but all truth. And that's what we need in this last hour. People don't want to be told the truth, but the truth will make you free, keep you free. Yeah, so we just read it now that the wicked shall be turned into hell. See, now hell won't meant for you, won't made for you. But the Bible says in Isaiah, say, look, hell has enlarged itself. That means it made room for you. Yeah, not that it was meant for you, but it has made room for you. Everybody disobey God and don't want to follow his word and want to make it your own word and your own way, you know. Oh, no, you can't. No. You can't have it your way. No, it's God's way. You know, his way is the best way. Yeah, and Isaiah 26 and verse 2 said, open ye the gates that the righteous nation, not the nation that forgets God. We was a righteous nation. It said, open ye the gates that the righteous nation, which keepeth the truth, may enter in. You want to keep the truth. You don't want to get rid of truth. See, the truth and the whole truth and nothing but the truth will make you free and keep you free. I want truth myself. Don't be lying to me. I want truth. You know, a lie ain't going to help you. A lie will destroy you. That's what a lie will do. You know? See, but people don't want to. They hear a true prophet that they, you know, in Isaiah 30 and 10 say, which say to the seers, see not, and to the prophets, prophesy not unto us the right thing. See, people don't want to hear the right thing. You must be saved. You got to live holy. You got to live right, you know, and right versus wrong, you know. They don't want to hear that. It says, prophesy not unto us the right thing. No, they want to hear money coming. They want to hear there's many ways to God. They want to hear, you know, everything but the truth. I want the truth myself. They say, prophesy not unto us the right things. Speak unto us these smooth things. That's what the people want to hear today, smooth things, things that itches your ear, things you want to, you know, you want to hear because you don't want to do right. Because you just want to have it your way. You just want to do what you want to do when you want to do it. Man wants to be God. That's why we're hearing all this stuff. You know, you are God. And we are God. Little gods and all that. You made a sky. You made a tree. You made the birds and the bees. Have any man made that? God has made everything. And without him was nothing made. It says, and smooth, y'all, speak to unto a smooth thing. Prophesy deceit. That's what we're seeing today. People just prophesying deceit, deceitful thing. You know, And verse 11 said, get ye out of the way and turn aside out of the path. Get out of the path of righteousness, get on the path of wrong. That's what the devil wants. That's what they want to hear, them kind of things. It said, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. That's what they want. They don't want Jesus. They don't want God. They don't want the word. Mm-mm. No, we don't want to hear God. We don't want to do it his way. We don't want to live right. You know, we don't want to be good to our enemies, those that hate us with a cause. No, we want to hate them back. We want the revenge back, you know. Oh, yeah, this is the time we're living in. A time that's, you know, that's just pleasing to God. But we here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference. I try to break it down where even my grandchildren and your children can understand. The Bible, it's plain. It's plain that even our children should know the word of God. Yeah. The Bible says, suck little children to come unto him. He wants children. He wants you. He wants all of us. He wants our families. And the devil wants your family, too. He's trying to destroy your family. See, the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And that's what we're seeing in this world today. A lot of killing, stealing, and destroying. I saw an article on yesterday where they even got it where it was these two boys. They went up on the person's door, front door, and they had something, I don't know, kind of like something they had in their hand. I don't think it was a hanger or anything or a clothes hanger or anything, but it was some type of string or something he had. And he went up to the door ringer and did something to the with that piece that he had in his hand, and his friend was standing by the people car. And I don't know what the young man did, but it started the people caught up, and they jumped in. The guy jumped in while he was up there near the ringer. The other guy was by the car. He was able to open up the car door and steal those people's car, brand new car. Stealing. That's what the Bible said. Thou shalt not steal. So, but that's the devil. That's his goals. His missions is these three things. And if you see the devil doing any of these three things, it's him. Killing, stealing, and destroying people's lives. That's his goal. That's his mission. But Christ says in John 10:10, that he come to give you life and life more abundantly. See, the devil says, you know, in John 10:10, see, it says the devil comes to kill, steal, and destroy. But see, if you keep reading in that same chapter and read on down a little further, it says, and to tell you what Christ come to do, he come to give you life. And that life more abundantly. Who wouldn't choose abundant life in Christ versus the devil? It don't make sense to me. I want abundant life in Christ. I know they're saying, you know, this is your best life now. How can this be your best life when people killing, stealing, and destroying one another? This is not your best life. That's that new age, you know, talk. You know, when people are talking about, you know, the mega this, everything big, and, you know, God is in it. It's a mega church, and it's a mega, oh, it's a mega mess. That's what it is, a mega mess. Because, see, people go in and come out the same way. You go in hiding behind a bunch of people, not being truthful, and then the preacher's not preaching the word of God no longer, so you ain't being saved, no repentance, no prayer. No deliverance, which that's what the Bible is all about. That's what the church is all about, setting people free. You know, he came to heal the wounded heart and, you know, and to set the captive free, those that are captive. When you captive, you know, you held captive, imprisonment in your mind. I mean, some people, he's just in prison behind prison bars. You in prison in your mind. In your spirit, anything that the enemy is using, holding your thoughts and holding you and stressing you and, you know, and bringing anxiety and tricking you, that's the enemy. He comes in that form. But Christ, I come to give you peace, peace of mind, peace that surpasses your own understanding. Only God can give that. Only God can do that. But we're living in a day and time where everything has rearranged and been changed. And like we say, they want one world religion. That's why, you know, everybody was walking up to the Pope, bowing down to the Pope. And the Bible say, we're not to bow to no man. We got to do what the Bible says. The Bible say, hey, we're not to bow to no man. You shouldn't be bowing to no Pope. You shouldn't be bowing to nobody. But to Jesus, lay your knees and bow before him. King of kings and Lord of lords, the only one that can save you and do anything for you is God. The only one can heal your body. Even you can go to the hospital and they do surgery on you, surgery on your eyes, surgery on your body. But it takes God to heal you. The doctor can't heal you. His knowledge is as far is limited to what he can do, what man can do. But God, he made us. He know everything there is to know about you. He knows every hair on your head, the numbers of hair on your head. God knows it. The Bible says it. You know, everything you need to know is in this word, y'all, and that's what the devil trying to keep you away from the word. And I heard for years people, when they get a life to the Lord, and the first thing the preacher tell you is go to the book of John and see how, you know, the New Testament and all that. No, you don't buy no book and start in the middle. You buy the book and you start in the beginning so you know the whole story. We hear the Red Church telling you, in the beginning was God, and in the end it's going to be God. The Word says so. He said he's Alpha and Omega. He's the beginning, he's the end. Try Jesus, y'all. Try Jesus today. Because I'm telling you, this world has been turned upside down. Good is evil, evil is good. Right is wrong, and wrong is right. But God's Word is going to stand, y'all. But the enemy has tried to use these leaders to take you away. Get everything set up for this one world system, the Antichrist and the Mark of the Beast system, you know, everything going down, you know, monetary system, you know, everything closing, you know, the clothing stores used to love to go to Macy's and all these places, and everything going down, y'all. The Word of God is the only book on the face of the earth that has warned us of everything that's taking place. He said, "The love of many shall wax cold," isn't it? He said that mother against daughter and father against son, isn't it? Isn't it the word being fulfilled? It says children be disobedient to parents. Isn't that true? Children so disrespectful. You know, they're disrespectful in the home, and you know they're disrespectful in the street. You don't need to obey your parents in the house. They're killing their parents, killing their parents. You never heard so much foolishness, so much evil, so much wickedness as we heard today. And you know, and the Bible says, and I know God got to be saying the same thing today that he was saying in Genesis. Let's go to Genesis chapter 6. We heard the Red Church just want to help you. Like I said, I'm not a preacher, but I love God, and I'm trying to live all I know. I'm trying to be a light in the midst of darkness, and that's what we're to be, according to the Word of God. Let somebody see a light in your life. The Bible says in Genesis chapter 6 and verse 5, it says, "And God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth." Don't we live on the earth now? Now, he cleansed the earth before. And we're right back to where we were again. We're not the same generation, but it's the same thing. The Bible says, as in the days of Noah, as in the days of Lot, so shall it be in our day. It's the same spirits, same thing. You know, Noah preached for 120 years. This man preached 120 years, the same message. But now, today, you hear Jamal Bryant and you hear T.J. and all these other preachers talking about it's not enough to just preach the Word of God that people can be saved. Well,
120 years, Noah preached. He didn't change God's word. He didn't try to rearrange God's word. He didn't say God was doing a new thing and, you know, out with the old word and out with the old Bible and get the NIV now and put the King James out. He didn't do all that. He preached 120 years the same message that Jesus was coming and repent. And that's what we should be doing today, telling people that Jesus is coming soon and repent. Repent. Come from your sins. Come out of your sins and be cleansed. You know? But I was going to finish reading this. It said, and God saw the wickedness of man. And like I said, I know he see the wickedness of man today. These rulers, these kings of the earth, these, you know, the presidents and the leaders, the governors and mayors, and, you know, the people that's running, you know, the earth, you know, and preachers that's leading people and stuff. They're all turning on God, betraying Jesus. That's why the nation has forgotten God, betraying Jesus like Judah. Judah betrayed Jesus. He walked with Jesus. He talked with Jesus. He saw the miracles being taking place. He saw him raising the dead, people from dead, you know, people that was, you know, sick in their body and had diseases and everything. And he saw what God could do and turned on them. And that's what these preachers are doing today. They had turned against Jesus. And why did Judah do it? For money. Money is always the center of stuff. You know, people do anything for money. They kill their mama for money. Kill their loved ones, your children for money. It's an evil time. Just like it was back then. He said, and God saw the wickedness of men was great in the earth and that every imagination of their thoughts. What are your thoughts saying in your head, right? Every wicked imagination. That's what you're saying today. That's why you can hear so many gross killings that you just wouldn't believe, putting people in a freezer, putting people in a microwave. I mean, oh, my God. How demonic, how evil, how wicked is that? Cutting the mama head off and decapitating people, body parts, putting them in a garbage bag. And, oh, my God, what kind of imagination it takes for that? A wicked, a demonic, evil person to do such a thing. The Bible said, and God saw this. He saw this. He just seen it now. He saw it back then. He said, and God saw the wickedness of man was great in the earth, and that every imagination of their thoughts, of his hearts, was only evil continuously. And it's going on today. It's going on today. And the Bible says in the next verse, it said, and it repented the Lord that he had even made man on the earth, and it grieved him at his heart. Do it not grieve your heart? Do it not grieve your heart? It grieved God's heart. It made him wish he hadn't even made man. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We here just want to help you. Come on, he's knocking at the door of your heart today. Come on, let him in. Let Jesus in. Pray. Read your Bible and stand on his word. If you've got any problem going on, just pray and ask God. And he'll have you to open that Bible, and he'll have a word for you from Genesis to Revelation. You know, and Revelation means to reveal, to uncover. Revelation, things that are taking place before time. He's giving it to us, things to look out for, to watch and to pray and to stay alert in these last and evil days. Oh, yes. Yes. Oh, yes. The Bible says also that in Genesis 16 and 13, it's saying, God said unto Noah, the end of all flesh has come before me, for the earth is filled with violence through them. And behold, I will destroy them with the earth. He said, I will destroy them. He told Noah, he warned Noah to warn the people.
of what he was going to do before the flood came. Noah was warning people of impending danger that, you know, that destruction was coming. They didn't want to hear, just like today, people don't want to hear us here at the Red Church talking about Jesus coming and hell is real and it won't be water but fire next time. They don't want to hear that, even though we got fires popping up everywhere. People losing their lives down there in Maui. They said they were finding bodies with families hugged up together, burnt up. Judgment is coming. Judgment has come. I'm telling you, we need to get our house in order. This man, Noah, preached 120 years, y'all. And even though Jason, I'm talking about taking more than the word of God now to deliver people and to set them free. Why? It set your grandmama, great-grandma, and all them free, but it won't set us free, huh? It won't set these new ages free because you don't want it. That's the only reason why. How you going to do right with a do-wrong mind? It starts with your heart and your mind. You got to want a transformation of in your mind. God will transform your mind. Through what? Through the word of God. Renewing your mind. You repent and he comes in and he cleans your mind. You know, it's one day at a time, you know. He will help you. Well, Noah, like I said, he preached 120 years, and these people didn't believe that was going to rain. Why? Because it had never rained before. It had never rained before. So, you know, people didn't want to believe it, you know, until the rain came, until the flood came. Then everybody can believe in. Other than that, they probably was sitting around in their long chair while the man was building the ark of safety. That's what the ark is. The ark is for safety. The art of safety. Come into God's word. It's an art of safety for you. They didn't want to hear that. They didn't want to hear that it was going to rain. They're going to look at old crazy Noah talking about it's going to rain because it had never rained. So they didn't believe. People don't believe things they ain't never seen. You know? They don't want to believe. Lord, have mercy. Look. Let me tell you what. Oh, see, they had plants and, you know, flowers and everything that God had in the garden. Now, the flowers were being watered because the water was coming up from the earth. It was like an irrigation system. It was coming up from the earth instead of coming down. It had never rained. So the plants was being watered from the water coming up from the ground, like an irrigation system. Here it is right here where it says, in Genesis 1 and verse 7, it said, and God made the firmament and divided the water which were under the firmament from the water which was above the firmament, and it was so. Yeah, so the water was coming up from under the ground. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it had never rained. So they didn't want to hear him. They didn't want to believe Noah. But it came. The flood came, y'all. Oh, yes. The flood came. And the fire is coming. But it don't have to come for you. The Bible said it won't be water, but fire next time. And even in after Noah and then, you know, And then after Noah, you know, it was Lot, you know, and Lot prepared the people, you know, the Lord told Lot to get out, him and his wife, to come out and told his wife not to look back. But, you know, she looked back. Why? Because, see, that's how it is. Sometimes people come out of stuff, but they keep looking back. Just keep looking back. After a while, you're going to go back. And that's what Lot's wife did. She looked back and she turned to a pillar of salt because God said don't look back. But she looked back because, see, there was still things inside of her she didn't want to let go. And that's what's going on sometimes with a lot of people. They don't want to let go because you're still holding on to your past, holding on to things from the past. You can never get to your future holding on to your past. You got to let it go. You got to let it go. Yeah, well, like I said, I was just thinking about the church. the church today, you know, is totally different. And the Bible said a judgment must begin in the house of God. And we can see it has begun in the house of God because of the stuff we're seeing taking place in the house of God. The Bible warned us of this. He warned us that these things was coming. Yep, church service today is entertainment. This is what it is, entertainment. You hear about deliverance and repentance and soul winning and soul saving and soul saving service. You don't hear that. You don't hear that today. It's a new world order. And what if, you know, anything new, you know, you got to take the old out. The old way of having church. We don't do it that way no more. That's the old way. God's doing a new thing now. It's so new, it ain't true. It ain't in the Bible. It ain't true. He ain't doing nothing new. The Bible said there's nothing new under the sun in Ecclesiastes. It said nothing new under the sun. Nothing new. If it's new, it's not true, y'all. Come on, get in the Bible. Get back. We're running out of time. Jesus is soon to come. The Bible says in the book of Revelation, chapter 12, it talks about that even the devil knows he's running out of time. He only, you know, he's got a short time. People act like they got all the time in the world. You're going to be here forever. Look around. People leaving every minute, every second. Somebody dying somewhere every day, every minute, every second. But people, you know, they just want to be entertained. The new world order is entertainment, witchcraft, and self-will. That's what I see. This new world order is entertainment tonight. Entertainment today. It's entertainment. That's all you see in the house of God, people being entertained. And you don't see nothing about repentance and the power of God moving and healing people and setting them free. That was the mission. The gospel of Jesus Christ. But it's entertainment, witchcraft, and self-will, people will. Whatever you want, just do it. I heard one young lady that was at T.A. Jakes Church, she went there for the first time. She was giving her little testimony. And she was like, over here, you can do whatever you want to do. Come on. You can line dance. They got all kinds of music. They got jazz. They playing bingo. And while they were playing the bingo, in Jake's church, they were singing, they were playing that song that they were playing when I was in the world. It's your thing. Do what you want to do. That's what people are doing, too. It's your thing. Do whatever you want to do. But that's not God, y'all. They crept in with all this mess. He didn't come in like they came in preaching the gospel. You know, like I said, you know, you meet somebody and get with them and think they one thing, and then you stay with them long enough, you find out what they really are. And that's what it is today. You can really see who he is. It's about book sales, all on these shows, and he had his own show and hooking up with Wiz Fargo, and which I had some dealings with them, and, you know, they scammed me out of money. And you know, and with ET on ET, and you know, the Bible said we're in this world, but we're not of this world. But you look around, you see who it really is, for what it really is. When you see what it's hooking up to, Coca-Cola, you hooking up with all these corrupt companies. Come on, y'all need to wake up. This is not the church. The church is turning to entertainment and got you going astray. The young lady was doing her testimony, as I said, and she was saying, over here, you can do anything. I'm going to tell my sister and my brother and my whole family to come over here. Yeah, why? Because they don't have to deny themselves. They don't have to give up nothing. You just come on in the church, do like you want to do, and stay that way. You don't have to change. You don't have to be cleansed from unrighteousness. You don't have to change. You can, you know, party and cuss and drink and do the same thing that you were doing before you came into church. But, you know, then I remember there was a time when, you know, it was a lot of young people stopped coming to church. So they was debating the church on the inside, debating how can we reach the community and how can we get the young folks back in the church. So they just, you know, start going out to the communities, asking the community now, going out to the world, asking them what they don't like about church. And people, you know, some people didn't like music. Some people didn't want no choir. Some people don't want no music and bands and all that stuff. So you're going out to the world, asking the world what they don't like about church. So you're going to let the world dictate to you how the church should be. And that's what we got today. That's why we got entertainment now. For the church, the world is running the church. Mm-hmm. Step right up. Have it your way. And they say, yeah, have it your way like Burger King. You can't even have it your way at Burger King. So I don't even know why they say that. You can't have it your way at Burger King, because if you can have it your way, you go in there without paying. You wouldn't even pay for your food. Just go in there, I want this meal, that meal, and I don't want to pay for it. That would be having it your way. You know? But there's always a pay for everything, y'all. Ain't nothing free. They say, oh, there's these free things and free this at the church, free food and free. That ain't nothing free. You're going to pay somewhere. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I'm telling you. Everything, and then sometimes they tell you free ain't even worth it. When you look for, you know, you thought it was free, and they want to get paid another way. And you preachers, you go in and tell them your problem, and they wind up with your husband, with your wife. You tell them all your business. That's not what God would have. Mm-mm. Going to ungodly people that ain't saved, dirty hands, read from a dirty spoon, and don't even know it. You know how sometimes you go to a restaurant and you pick up a fork or a spoon, and sometimes it's got food still stuck on it because it didn't clean good through the machine, or even just didn't clean it good. Eat from a dirty spoon and don't even know it. Some people don't even pay attention to the utensils. They just get it, and because it's wrapped up and you unwrap it, you think it's all right. It could have been dirty, but you don't care. Everybody just want to be with a mega this and mega that. God's doing something big, you know. But even in big things, you know, that don't mean it's good or healthy. Your body swells when it's sick, when it's got infection in it. Is that good? It swells. Poisoning your system, is that good? Oh, I'm telling you, it's just so much I just see, and it's just so disturbing to me. But like I said, the church is just entertainment. Just order entertainment today. Just order entertainment. Music, deception. Music, deception. Sounding good, but they're evil. They got an evil agenda for your soul, for your soul. All about money. These preachers betrayed Jesus for money, just like Judas betrayed him. With 30 pieces of silver. And then after he betrayed Jesus, then he felt bad about it. He went and tried to return the money. But you know how they say in the street, it's blood money. It was for his soul. You done turn Jesus over now. You know? It's blood money. Mm-hmm. And that's when he had a field, they call it a field of blood in the Bible. Yeah. Look it up. Yeah. Peter betrayed Jesus too, but Peter repented and didn't do it no more. See, real repentance means to turn away from something and not go back to it. Really mean what you're saying. You really want to serve God. You really want to live for God. Then you go after the things of God. It's just like when you're in the world, you go out and you party. You know, the things that you like, you go after. A man, you know, partying and drinking, and, you know, you go after what you want, what you like, you know. And that's the same thing. It's the same way that people are doing today. It's entertainment. And the devil's using music. He used the music because you forget, man, Satan was a walking instrument himself in heaven. He got kicked out because he wanted to take over. Just like these people in the earth today, you know, everybody want to have it their way, want to control everything and everybody. That's what it's all about, control. Control. You know, even Nebuchadnezzar, you know, in the Bible, he was a king. He was wicked at the beginning. you know, had people bowing down to him and, you know, ruling the system and stuff like they doing today. And he lost his mind for 7 years. But you know what? God restored his mind. That right there let you know that he'll restore your mind. And the Bible said that Nebuchadnezzar, he praised God. He thanked God. When he got his mind back, he thanked God. He knew who to bless. He knew who to, you know, to give recognition to, his God, to God Almighty. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. But like I said, it's entertainment in the church today. Entertainment. Mm-hmm. Satan just having his weight behind music. All these singers and stuff that was in the church, been in the church probably all their life, from a little child up. You know, you know how you start singing in church. Most people, they start singing solos and all that stuff in the church and just grew up singing in the church. Never gave your life to the Lord. You've been doing it for years, and now you're celebrities. Celebrities. In the house of God, celebrities. Come on, y'all. The Bible said we're in this world, but not of this world. We're supposed to be about Jesus, not about you. But it has become about these singers. And the Bible says gifts are without repentance. So you can have a gift to sing, a gift to dance, a gift to play music, a gift to drum, play the drum. You have all these gifts without repentance, without ever being saved. People using this stuff, they've been gospel singers for years, been standing and walking down the aisle singing and, you know, acting like they preaching and stuff. So now they preachers. Never repented. Men going with men and men going with the women in the church as they go sing, every little city they go sing in, they got a woman. Come on now. I'm talking about from experience, because my uncle and them, and the family members and stuff, we had gospel groups. I've seen what they do. Mm-hmm. Sometimes 2 and 3 women in there, while they singing. And every little break they get, they go out the door with, you know, different ones. Come on, y'all. It's about music now, entertainment everywhere. People just singing and getting pregnant and ain't even married, fornicating. Some adulterers. Some are married and sleeping with other folks. Marriage is supposed to be a commitment to that one person. That's why we're supposed to be committed to God. Married to him. To serve him. To honor him. You know? But it's just entertainment today. Entertainment deceiving many. Not a few. The Bible says that many shall be deceived. Not a few people. Many shall be deceived. And that's what we're seeing today. There are many people being deceived. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, see, one thing about music, it connects to everybody. I mean, you cannot even be able to speak Chinese or Tagalog and Spanish and all this, you know. But you connect that music, that beat. Them beats and the rhythms and all that stuff, that connects everybody and music. So people just love music. The devil knows what to use to get you music. Mm-hmm. Even Kirk Franklin has a studio, what, For Your Soul. It tells you right there in front of your face, something right in front of your face, and you ignore it. And the sign is right there. Signs are important. How you know where you're going and where, you know, stop sign and go signs and yield signs and all these signs is important. Hospital sign. You need to go to the hospital. You need to go to the shoe store. The shoe store sign up there. And you going to the shoe store for a hospital. Come on. Signs are important. Come on, y'all, pay attention to the signs. Signs of the time. Matthew says in 24, it says, you know, many gonna be deceived. Many, let me go there. I hope you can go back. Maybe I'm going too long or whatever, but I'm going according to the Lord as the Lord lead me. And if you go back and listen, the Bible says in Matthew 5. Well, we'll go to 4. And Jesus answered and said unto them, take heed that no man deceive you. That means no man, Jakes, Joel,
Creflo. Kenneth Copeland. No man. I don't care who your famous preacher is. He's more famous than Jesus. He can't do what Jesus can do. People just disrespecting God and disrespecting Jesus. Kenneth Copeland out there talking about God is the greatest failure in the world. God is the greatest failure. These people, just they're so wicked and so evil, they're saying anything out of their mouth and not even fearing God. Yeah. See, God is the worst failure in the world. And some saying Jesus. These people, I'm telling you, it's so demonic. The Bible talks about them. You're talking about another Jesus, because it ain't the Jesus of Nazareth. There are many people called Jesus in this day. People call them, you know, name their children Jesus. Name their children, you know, the Messiah and all that stuff. But it's only Jesus from Nazareth, y'all. You know, it's the truth. It said, and Jesus answered and said to them, take heed that no man deceive you, for many shall come in my name, saying that I am Christ, and shall deceive many. It didn't say a few. It said, shall deceive many. That's what I'm trying to tell you, many. The Bible talks about wars and rumors of wars and, you know, and nations against nations, kingdom against kingdom. I'm not going to read it all, and earthquakes and divers places and sorrows and all that. You keep reading. In that same chapter right there, we'll explain to you what's taking place today. But like I said, it's entertainment everywhere. The church fell asleep, y'all. Church fell asleep. Mm-hmm. You know what? They fell asleep. You know, and got relaxed and put the Bible down. You know, they put the Bible down, and guess what they picked up? Tyler Perry. They picked up Tyler Perry and Steve Harvey. All these ones were mocking God. They picked them up and started laughing and joking in the house of God. Mm-hmm. That's what made the church go to sleep. Mm-hmm. Turning to be a prayerless church. You know, because the people start laughing and joking and all that stuff, Tyler Perry and them come in, you know, and while they were laughing, look, y'all laughing, and they laughing too, all the way to the bank, because it's all about money. I'm laughing at the church folk, because Tyler Perry got rich off the church. Just sad. Him and Steve Harvey. Made it off the church, people. Started joking and laughing in God's house and turned powerless, prayerless and powerless, and, you know. And being deceived, that's what the church did, got deceived, took prayer out, and Satan came in, got a seat in there, got a seat in God's house, got a seat in God's house, Tyler Perry laying hands on TVJ, got a seat in God's house. Took authority in God's house. Come on, y'all. Steve Harvey in God's house off TV Jakes. Woman down loose stuff. Come on, y'all. There was an end to a woman down loose. I can believe that. Yeah, because everybody loose now. Everybody took their clothes off. Pouring everywhere. Pouring. You can't hardly walk the street. People ain't got the clothes on. Coming out with the bedroom clothes on and everything. It's a shame at what the church looked like today. Mm-hmm. Church having pajama parties and all that stuff. It's just crazy. Stuff that the world doing, the church doing, they're the same. You can't even tell the difference. And it's all about money, in a way to make some money. And like I said, Tyler Perry made it rich off of the church and cross-dressing, cussing, and a gun. That's how he made it. In the house of God, cross-dressing, cussing, and a gun in the church, and mockery and blaspheming 101 in the church house. Mm-hmm. Got rich off the church. Deceived the church. Church got deceived by these men. They're still deceived. Got like the five foolish, huh? The five foolish virgins that went to sleep. The church went to sleep. No oil in your lamp. Light's gone out. Darkness came in, and judgment is in the house of God. The Bible says judgment must begin in the house of God. Having a form of godliness, that's all they doing. They got a form. Jake's crew, Tyler Perry, Dirty Hand, Passing Germs, back and forth, Oprah, claiming to be saying, talking about Jesus. What about Jesus? Come on. Disrespecting God. George, Steve, Harvey, you know, just celebrating. Blinding y'all. And T.D. Jake said it. He said it in his best. He said the eyes of the church is closed. It sure is. Y'all better open y'all eyes. Y'all went to sleep. He said it. Powerless church. Unanointed saints. Unanointed. Got played. Played by the world. See how somebody, I don't know what y'all called me here for. He was up there doing the, they used to have him come to the Stellar Wars or whatever they was, wars or something. He's talking about, y'all know what I'm all about. They sure do. They know his mouth was nasty. They know he won't say, and you got him hosting the show. What in the world? Dirty Hands. Church having a form, just a form. Even have what's that girl name up there kicking her shoes off, and I can't think of her name. Fantasia. She was on the TJ's E-bombing and all. Oh, my God, these people. Oh, my God. Provocative. I just turned the church out. Just turned the church out. Church is in trouble, y'all. The church is in trouble. All behind money, having a form of God, and the church need to repent. Repent, the Bible says repent. Repent, because all they doing is, you know, having acting and theatrics in the church. Repent, saying it ain't saved. Repent, having babies out of wedlock. Repent. Falling all out. Lord have mercy. You need to get up. It's more than just falling out. You got to live. You got to live right when you get up off that floor. Falling out, you might as well just stay up. Putting on a show. It's a shame. Just a form of godliness. Just a form. It ain't even a form of, it don't even seem like a form of godliness, but the word of God says so. So I ain't changing God's word. He said he got a form of godliness. But denying the power of God, it's different now, y'all. The church is different. They appear to be good, strong Christian. Oh, he's so strong in the Lord, you know. Face value in your face is money. The value is fake value. That's what it is. No good. Fake, that's what it is. These some dangerous times, y'all. Mm-hmm, cruel times. Mm-hmm. My husband, he used to be a boxing instructor, you know, and he used to train, and he trained others, you know, always getting ready for the battle. You know, you're supposed to study your opponent. He always taught me that. You're supposed to study your opponent, always watching him. Mm-hmm. Keep your eyes on your opponent, the devil. He's your opponent. He's in opposition of God. You see people practicing, and, you know, and they trying to get strong, and they practice, and, you know, so they can be strong, and they're getting ready for the battle that's facing ahead, and, you know, to defend themselves and defend others, even in martial arts, you know, practice to be strong. Military, they train in the time of peace, so when war comes, they ready to defend themselves and others. Come on now, firefighters, think about it. Paramedics, train. You know, they don't wait for the things to happen. So it's so when these things arise, they prepare. And that's what we as the children of God are supposed to do. We supposed to do the same thing. We supposed to be preparing for the battles that you had to face in your mind and in your flesh. You battle.
and you stood and trained through the word of God. These people just dressed up like Christians. That's all. But no more. And they used to dress like Christians. They ain't dressed like Christians no more. Everything out in the church. Mm-hmm. They ain't striving to be like Jesus no more. Mm-mm. We don't want to be like Jesus. Look at them. They perverted in the house of God, dressing like little hookers and prostitutes in the house of God. You got dance poles in the house of God, naked church in the house of God, tattoo church in the house of God. This entertainment, y'all, everywhere. It's gospel entertainment. Garbage, that's what it is. Entertainment. Music, media, fame, trophies, kissing the trophy. Thank God for the trophy. That's a medal, y'all. Some of them metal, wood, or whatever they made out. I don't know what they made out of, but I know it's made with man's hand and not God. Mm-hmm. Oh, the mega this and the mega that, and God is doing bigger and better things. It's bigger. What's called saying it's bigger and greater and all that. Oh, my God. I can't think of that young lady name. But it's just a mess. Everything big ain't good, not healthy for you, for your body. Like I said, your body gets swollen when it's infected. These altars need to be torn down. All these altars need to be torn down. Promoting fornication in the house of God, Jamal and all of them. Promoting fornication in the church, y'all. And not only that, through movies and in our society and marriages supposed to be honorable, but it ain't. It ain't. The devil promoting adultery and affairs now in the church. Marriage supposed to be honorable in all, the being undefiled. The whoremongers and adulterers, God would judge. That's what the Bible said. Where's the standards at? The standards of the word of God. Where is it? Mm-hmm. It's just we just got to dismantle this stuff and tear it down. We need godly values, y'all. Everything's corrupt and defiled in God's house. Satan has a seat. Yep. Mm-hmm. They just promote sex outside of marriage now. No, it's no longer sin. It's no longer sin. People ain't talking about, you know, getting married, and some of the ones who get married one minute and divorce the next. Mm-hmm. Right is wrong, the wrong is right, y'all. The devil's agenda. We're living in an age where sexual sin is just normalized by the devil. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And strategized by the devil. Cunning and crafty men. Deceiving men and being deceived. Mm-hmm. Who made this trap, Satan? Lord have mercy. Who happy about it? The devil? I'm telling you, it's just so much going on. Mm-hmm. But God is about to judge this stuff. His judgment is coming, and it's coming. Mm-hmm. But God's children are going to be safe. He always make a way of escape for his children. Yes. Yes. Noah was his child. When the world was filled with, you know, great evil and wickedness, you know, God separated Noah and his family. He got them out. Then built them an ark of safety. Judgment's coming, y'all. And judgment came to the earth. And the flood was a judgment. It came into the world in the form of a flood. Look at Sodom and Gomorrah. Place, another place was filled with great wickedness. Mm-hmm. Well, you got Lot and his family, from the rest of the people in Sodom. Mm-hmm. Judgment came and it was fire and brimstone, rain from heaven. Look at the children of Israel in the Red Sea. God separated the water, you know, from Pharaoh. Pharaoh and them got drowned. time in the Red Sea, yes. And God prepared, even during that time, you know, when all the plagues and everything was in Egypt, Israel, his people, he kept them. Told him, yeah, a lamb and put the blood over the doorpost of their home, and when the angel of death saw the blood, he passed them over. Come on, y'all. We shouldn't be waiting for the battle. We should be getting ready. See, I'll be ready. The Bible tells us to be ready at all times. So it won't be like the five foolish. We won't be like the five wise. They took oil in their lamp. They had oil in their lamp. They were ready when the bridegroom came. Whatever comes, you got to be ready. TDD was saying, get ready, get ready, get ready. And folks didn't know what they were getting ready for everything to change from right to wrong, from good to evil. That's what get ready was. Get ready, get ready, get ready. I used to say, I said, that man keep saying, get ready, get ready. And these people ain't nobody asking no question. Well, get ready for what? If you're already saved, you're supposed to have been already ready. Now, if you ain't saved, then you need to get ready for, you know. But, And then woman down loose. And you're supposed to have been already loose from, you know, like the woman with had the issue of blood. You're supposed to have been loose, healed, you know, the church. But Lord have mercy, you go back and look at that video. Back then, when woman out loose first came, and then look at these people today versus what they used to look like, how they used to dress and how they respect. And, you know, you covered up, and now you uncover your body. Lord have mercy. Make sure you have a relationship with Jesus. That's a good thing, to have a relationship with Jesus. That means you no longer want to live in sin, y'all. We're not to live in rebellion and disobedience against God's word. That's what they were doing in those days. They were disobedient to God's word. You want to live under the influence of God's word. That's what I want to do, under God's word. Not celebrating these men and women like these people doing today. Celebrating these people. Celebrating a man, a woman, a human being just like yourself. Celebrating Tyler Perry and T. Jakes and all these boys. Y'all celebrating them. Celebrating the Clock Sisters. All these people just celebrities. And, you know? Got to give it to Leandra. She sure told the truth. She told on them. Yeah. She told them. She was crying out for help. They disrespected her. You know? The Bible said there's a way to seem if right unto a man. Seem if. That don't mean it's right. These people, I'm telling you, what his name? Bloom up there talking about great Jakes. Great Jakes? No, he ain't great. God is great and greatly to be praised. You shouldn't be lifting up these men. Jakes up there dancing and shaking his hip. And, oh, my God. Y'all need to wake up and meditate on the word of God and get the word of God and pray and seek God like never before. That's what the church need to do. Get back to the word of God. Get back to the Bible. Get back to God's truth. And hide the word of God in your heart that you might not sin against God. That's what we need to do, and get a relationship with God. And keep ready. Get ready. Stay ready. Be ready. Be like the wise virgin, not the foolish. My God, let's go to Matthew 7 and 21. Like I said, it won't keep me too long. I mean, you go to a movie and people sit there for 3 hours and look at a movie. But when it comes to the word of God, something that's going to save you, something that's going to deliver you, something that's going to keep you, something that's going to heal you, people don't want to hear. But I pray that you'll want to hear one day. I pray that the word of God, you will hear. He that has an ear will hear what the Spirit has to say unto the church. The Spirit of what? The Spirit of God has to say to the church. Matthew 7. And let's go to Matthew 7 and 13. It says, enter ye in the gate, in that straight gate.
For wide is the gate and broad is the way that leads to what? Destruction. Y'all want destruction? Disaster. Destruction, y'all. And many, it didn't say few, it said many there be which go therein. Then verse 14 said, because straight is the gate and narrow is the way which leadeth to life, and few, it didn't say many, it said few there be that finds it. Then the verse 15 tells us, say, look, beware of false prophets. Come on, y'all, beware, come on. They pulling the wool over your eyes. I heard Jake say the wolves are coming. He let you know he was the wolf. That the wolves is coming. Y'all ain't paying attention. The Bible told us to watch and pray and stay alert. And I'm praying and I was staying alert. Just because something new don't mean it's true. They just coming out in what? What year he came out in? I don't remember what year he came out in. 1990-something he came out. Well, what happened here before that? How was you getting around before Jace came into the picture, and all the other preachers that follow him that ain't even saved? These people are pieces to the puzzle, all stick together. They got their little special crew, making money off you. The Bible said, "Beware of false prophets." You can judge a prophet. Ain't nobody just going to speak nothing in my life and I just accept it because you say you're a prophet. There are false prophets too. You're supposed to judge prophets. Judge what's being said to you. Judge who says it to you. Judge who putting their hands on you. Don't let everybody put their hands on you. You won't know why you sick, why you don't feel good. Oh, my head hurt. I just feel right lustful right now. I won't feel like that before. Who laid their hands on you? The Bible said, beware of false prophet, which comes to you in sheep clothing, but inwardly, inside of them, they are raven wolves. Oh, yeah. So you really need to pay attention. Pay attention. Let's go back up to verse 7. It says, seven says, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye, ask and it shall be given, seek and ye shall find, knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh receiveth, and he that knocketh, and he that seeketh findeth, and to him that knocketh shall be opened. Now we're going on to verse 21, because I want you to know this. This is what the Bible says about these people y'all following, if they giving you the truth. But we just got to talk about false prophets now. There's many false prophets. You know, just because people doing miracles, signs, and wonders don't mean it's God. The devil got some power too. But he ain't greater than God. Pay attention. Trust God no matter what. Verse 21 said, not everyone that saith unto me. Not everyone that saith unto me, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven. But he that doeth the will of my Father, which is in heaven. You got to be a doer of the word, y'all. We got to be a doer of the word. And not just a hearer only. So I guess I'll just do part two later on today, because I know how some people can be. So she going on and on, but I tell you, things you love, you know. I love the word of God. I love Jesus. So I'm pursuing him, and I'm pursuing the things of God. I don't just want to be a hearer of the word. I want to be a doer of the word of God. They that, preach the gospel must live the gospel. As we can see today, they're not doing that. And that's why we got so much corruption, so much confusion, so much chaos. And then they say, order out of chaos. You can't get order out of chaos. All you're going to get is more destruction. And that's what the devil wants, to kill, to steal, and destroy your life today. But we here at the Ready Church just want you to know that
Jesus came to give you life, and that life more abundantly on today. And you can have the abundant life in Christ as you seek him and turn from your wicked ways. The Bible said, then he will hear from heaven, forgive you of your sins, and heal the land. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your word. It's a lamp unto our feet and a light unto our path. We pray on today, God, that someone will be saved, set free, and delivered from the hands of the enemy that wants to destroy their lives. We pray on today, oh God, that salvation and deliverance will come to your house on today, that you will seek ye while he may be found. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call upon him while he's near. In Jesus' name we pray. And the devil is defeated. God is exalted. The Holy Spirit is present. Jesus Christ, your Lord. Seek the Lord. Seek him while he may be found.
Lift up your mouth. Let your praise.